Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to episode 241 of the Staller Podcast. You're very welcome indeed. I hope you're all right. And you're enjoying whatever you're doing today.
This episode will be about a bunch of different stuff, but it's the fallout of...
Sorry, I'm at the fucking doing that microphone.
You had to touch in the microphone. Stop touching your stick, for God's sake. Stop.
Well, let's just hold it for the whole episode.
No, just don't touch it.
Okay. Right, starting now.
It's like the fallout from the live show last week, which was Thursday. And then it was Valentine's weekend.
It was chunky old week.
It was busy enough week.
Yeah.
And now we're back to normal ways. So how do you feel after the live show?
Yeah, good. Like, I think it went well. I really do.
Yeah.
I think we're up against it a little bit. I was about to touch it. I was going to touch the microphone again. We were up against it a little bit, I feel. And we weren't as, like, not that we weren't prepared, but we were less prepared than normal.
Yeah, I was stressed.
Yeah, I didn't want to show anyone that I was stressed. So I just, like, sat with myself and just didn't show any sort of stress in my emotions. So I feel like I would have thrown a lot of people off, like.
Yeah.
But I was stressed.
I was fucking up the walls, man.
It's all you can think about, the build-up to that. It's like, when you go to bed, like, you're just thinking about it. When you wake up, you're thinking about it. And then throughout the day, I'm thinking about it.
You'd never know. I'd say for the audience that go to it, they'd never know how stressed we are over it. Because on the night, we are just having the crack.
Yeah.
Like, we've done whatever work for whatever bit of preparation we need. We've done all of that.
Yes.
And then it's just going up and having a little bit of... I was going to say, having a few drinks and just having the crack, but you weren't even drinking.
Didn't have a sup. First time I didn't have a drink for the live show before it, like, or during or after. I was on the water. Yeah. The fizzy drinks.
I mean, you were hyper. You were bouncing all over the place, yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to sleep that night.
Just because I wasn't on drink doesn't mean I wasn't on the drugs.
Oh, shit. Learn more about drug...
Visit drugaware.ie to know all about... Nah, that doesn't have a ring to it. Just don't do that.
Was it different? Was it different? Or was it the same?
There's too much energy to even notice that you didn't have a drink.
Yeah.
Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Because... I feel like if you have a drink and you're a bit like merry or whatever when you go out, the atmosphere almost makes you sober. It just puts you sober straight away because it's like so eye-opening and just like a crazy situation to be in.
Yeah, but that's how I feel drinking. I go out and I have a couple of drinks, but it doesn't feel like I'm drinking out there because the energy is just so high anyway.
Yeah.
That I'm only imagining that it's taking some sort of edge off.
Mm.
But then I'd never
it's
know.
It's not even that it takes an edge off. It's just more of a like... a comfort thing, isn't it? Like, it's like, oh, just have a one or two, like.
For me, it's like a Christmas thing. It's like, this is a special occasion. I'm allowed to have a drink at this, do you know?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Mm.
Is there a reason you weren't drinking?
Yeah, because I was voice messaging you one night. well, this was in the live show. We, like, spread out, like, voice notes that, like, were staged in parts of, like, dilemmas. Like,
yeah,
stage. Yeah. And it was just like me asking Joe to go to the Bridge Tavern and come for a drink and all, and Ed's down here on the buzz balls and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, it escalated to me going, fuck you and all, Chadwicks and all that. What are you doing with them? And I was drunk, and that was the reason on the top of the show. I was like, I'm off the drink. And then it made sense because I went off on a mad one. But in real life, there's no reason. I just...
No? You
know, no, just haven't been on it in 2 months.
Jesus, man.
I feel like Terrence Power.
Fair play to you. I feel like Terrence Power had reasons to, whereas you're just like, oh, yeah. I'm just going to, no.
I was just like, I want to be like Terrence Power.
Oh, you asked Darren why he ties his laces. Like, he has 14 different knots in it. And he goes,
Terrence,
I don't know.
Power does it.
That's how Terrence Power does
it. I base everything off Terrence.
You're like, I think I'm going to have...
Lifestyle choices.
Some brain surgery. Why? Terrence Power did it.
Too soon.
He's alive. He's here.
He's here. He's alive and well. But yeah, just base like everything off Terrence Power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably join like MMA or something next.
You'll have to start doing boxing and going on runs and yeah. everything.
Dye me hair orange.
Head orange.
Of, head of Fanta. Head of Fanta on him.
Oh, stop. God.
I might start starting on people in town. I mean, I know he doesn't do that, like, but I could just be like an evolved 2.0 version where I'm an absolute nut job. Just going around with dyed red hair and all, wearing Monterey tracksuits, Tommy laces, weird with little cute bows in them. So we got a microphone at the live show to me ma, because There was a bit where you were saying I couldn't cycle a bike. If you listen to Stala, there was a part where in a previous episode where you said that you've never seen me cycling a bike.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cycled the bike on, sort of didn't really cycle it. But before that, I was like, can we get a microphone to me ma? And she'll confirm that I can cycle a bike. And we got the microphone up and I was like, ma, can I cycle a bike? And she's like, yeah, he's rode loads of bikes back in the day. Or what was it? He's rode some
not
amount.
The only, not the only thing he rode or something.
No, it was like,
filthy.
He's rode a few bikes in his day. Or something like that, wasn't it? I was like, Jesus, ma.
Saucy. Saucy. I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either. Who put her up to that one? I'd say she was rehearsing it in her head for a week.
Fair play to her.
What would be the funniest thing to say now? Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah.
And I seen you just looking at Amy like that. No, no, no.
Like, no, Amy.
And it's confirmed you can't actually ride a bike.
I can't ride a child's bike. That was a child's chopper bike.
I was able to pop a wheelie on it.
That wasn't a wheelie.
What was it?
Just lifted the wheel.
Sweet.
Little pop.
It was a fucking wheelie. Popped a wheelie.
You look like an AG. You did.
I look like a legend. Popping that wheelie. Fucking legend.
For people that weren't at the show, like,
I look like an AG. You were trying to cycle the thing.
I know. It's just like, it's a mad show, isn't it?
Ah, oh, it's mental, yeah. It's hard to explain. When people say, oh, well, it's hard to explain what the fucking thing is. Even if we're promoting it and we're going on radio shows. So what can we expect?
Ah. Two lads. You know, the usual. Podcast.
It's a weird one.
Two lads, one microphone, or two microphones, chatting,
he,
and cycling bikes on the stage,
and that's all. There's some sketches. We have some sketches in that we made. It was kind of, throughout the show. We made it out like we were on Four States Ireland years ago.
Yeah,
and we were cutting back to it, and there was a bunch of sketches just kind of cut into it. That was a bit of crack, wasn't it?
It turned out well.
Turned out it was. It looked Four States.
It looked perfect.
Yeah, it was nice. A fake taxi. We done a fake taxi.
Fake taxi sketch.
Oh, sketch, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's
sort of.
Yep.
You had your top off.
Yeah.
Well, a taxi driver was something buttoning the short and I was in the back. Didn't want to take me top off. And he said, up or, what was it?
I was like,
up or down, I don't mind.
Upper O'Connell Street.
And I was like, no, we're going to Upper O'Connell Street.
Up or down, I don't mind.
Gosh.
You go. Oh, we can go, are we?
What's going on here?
Wow, wow, wow. It's a very sexy show.
It was a very sexy show.
It was a very
I had a book, Darren's Sexy Stories.
Book of Sexy Stories.
That went down very well.
Yeah.
I made the book the night before.
I made the book.
With some cutouts and sellotape and a photo of me on the bed in the house coat with my arm behind my head looking all sexy.
Very sexy.
And it was hot. It was a hot photo.
I was on the pop.
Oh, God. You on the pop?
I was on the pop.
Who else on the pop?
I'd say people listening to this now would be on the pop.
Ah, no, they wouldn't.
Ah, no, the way you're describing it.
After on the bus, they wouldn't be on the pop.
The way that's when you go on the pop.
Oh, but you'd be fucking shitting if you were on the pop on the bus.
Oh, is me stop coming up? Is me stop?
Oh, gonna have to stand. Gonna have to put a hat on it. Gonna have to put my hat on it.
Oh, God.
Ah, don't mind me, it's just a floating hat.
Yeah, we gave away €1,000 gift voucher for Lidl.
Lidl,
who sponsored the show, shout out.
Yeah, £1,000 bob though.
£1,000, and second place got
a night stay in a 5-star hotel in Cork with bed and breakfast.
And all, yeah.
And a dinner and all that.
Amazing. Do you know what? He didn't even get any of the questions right.
None. He's not one. He didn't get one right.
No.
I was like, do you listen to every episode? He's like, oh yeah, I never miss one. I was like, brilliant.
I think he was put up to it or something. Like someone who listens to the podcast put him up to it. Oh, anyway, you got a nice little holiday out of it.
It's not often you can take part in a quiz or whatever. Yeah, a quiz like with two people and both of them win something.
Mm.
Usually one person, the winner gets something and then the loser has to go home empty handed. But lucky enough for them, they got, both got a prize.
Lovely. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, did you not get in? Were you not allowed into Vicar Street the night of our show?
I was.
Oh, yes. There was something. There was, I don't know if somebody else was telling me on the night of, or if you told me that you went out to collect something.
That was the last one.
The last one. That's hilarious. Tell that story.
We were playing Vicar Street the last time, like two years ago or something now. Was it?
A year ago. Like
a year ago, whatever. The last one, not the one before. Not the one that just, the one before this one.
Oh, God.
When the show was over, I went out to grab something from Amy's car, I think. And the adrenaline was still kicked in. Like I was like, oh, lovely, fucking, what a show and on. And I went up to the door and the bouncer's like, were you in there? Have you got a ticket? Like I was like, I was playing just there for like 2 hours. I was on the stage, like it's just standing down the end of the room looking at the show. Like they're like, no, I can't let you in now. And then like someone else like came across and went, oh no, he's literally one of the acts. And they were like, oh, go on ahead there. Like it was a problem.
I mean, in fairness, like who came over?
I think they were winding me up.
I don't know, because you wouldn't know. Like if you were a bouncer there, like,
the bouncers are sound there. Like it's always the same bouncers as well. And then
is it? Yeah, is it the same bouncer?
Like they are sound. I think that they were winding me up.
Mm.
Like, what do you mean you don't know me? I played here 4 times, bro.
So
is it because I have ginger hair? Is there something different about me? Is it me ginger hair? Yeah, no, I thought you were turning power. Did you, yeah? No way, that's exactly what I want to hear.
You're like, really?
No, who? Terrence Power. Look, okay, really? You think so?
Amy, come here.
You said I look like Terrence. Job completed.
The reason why I was saying this is because afterwards I went out with, and I mean, it's not the same because I didn't go out to Vicar Street. We went out to Bad Bob's in Temple Bar and he wouldn't let us in. And it's like, well, for a minute. For a minute, I did get in after. Had to slip him a few quid. You know.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You shouldn't have to do that.
I know, but you know, it is what it is. But there was just a little bit of, oh, hang on for a minute. Who are you with? Kind of this sort of hesitation. And I was like, I feel like a superstar tonight, but just tonight, like, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, you just done Vicar Street. You feel like the world should know you or something.
Should
like
just
that.
Whip out the Instagram and just show them your followers.
It doesn't matter anymore. Go
here, look at that. Do you want to go up on my story? Dear Bad Bobs, don't fuck with me, Bad Bob.
You
think I'm not Bob? I'm like, I don't care who you are.
You think the bouncer of every pub is the owner? Like, can I come into your pub?
Oh, short staff, are you? Oh, the owner has to be a bouncer as well, is it? 100,000+ followers there. You're going up on the story, Bad Bob. Don't be fucking looking at me because I have red hair.
I'm going to have Ryan Carrick doing sketches about you.
It's a dry month for the ads. You can relax. Take a back seat.
Did you see that? The hotel giving out corner from here.
Giving out because the pub next to it is playing music.
Yeah. Yamamori.
Is he is he Yamamori?
Yeah, isn't it? Izakaya.
Izakaya is the nightclub. Yeah. Is it night? It's more like you can. It's like a restaurant that turns into a nightclub or something. Like.
I think it's just a nightclub. Can you? Wouldn't eat in a nightclub.
Ryan Carrick's video was very good.
Just opened up next door.
Yeah.
I don't like you. Close.
Not long ago, we were on top. Now, he's on top. With Ross. It was not long ago when that was us. It was a long time ago. It wasn't long ago. That was us. I feel like every time we post a video on Facebook, we touch a bone in people's hearts.
A bone in my heart.
A bone that's around the heart somewhere.
The rib cage.
And now it's all been taken away by Ryan.
The funny bone.
It's gone. We need to show them that we're still here.
And we're still relevant, even though we're old men.
Let's think. of stuff that's
I think we could take the hotel side. Be like, yeah, maybe Izakaya is a bit too loud. Maybe it can bring it down a notch.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Maybe it needs to fucking shut up after half two. You know?
Yeah.
We can hear your music. Maybe they should just start a silent disco. How about that?
It's a good show.
How about that? Shut up, Izakaya. That's what I'm saying. People are trying to sleep in the hotel.
Imagine people building that known as a nightclub next door.
Well, it was already a hotel. The hotel's it's just going to change the ownership. But yeah, you're buying it knowing that you're in the city centre of Dublin and there's a very famous nightclub right beside you.
Are you just cry bars? Like, nothing's even going to be done about it.
Oh, there'd be noise complaints put in and Izakaya will get warnings and stuff. The police will be around to them regularly. What happened was, I don't know all the full details, but it must have been playing music a little bit later than it was allowed to.
Yeah.
And they complained. Which is fair enough.
Oh, lucky they didn't build it beside the bloody Walkmans.
Oh, sure, Jesus. That's where Bono built his hotel.
What's he giving him?
Well, he's not giving him.
No.
Because they have a nightclub in it. Maybe the people that own that hotel now want it. There's going to be a protest outside that hotel. Like, oh, Jesus Christ, we love an L protest, don't we?
Any excuse for a protest?
We love it. We're watching the French.
I've never been to a protest.
Have you not?
No.
Not even by accident, just stumbled across one.
I walked through one before, and I had to walk through it very quick. It was for the wrong thing.
The wrong kind of protest.
It was the wrong kind of protest. It wasn't for me, so I had to keep going very fast. And they were all shouting and all, and they were like, "There was a store." I was like, "I have to go. I need to go. I have to get to Arnott's department store, bargain basement."
I thought I seen your photograph on the Telegram groups. All right,
let's talk about them sort of protests.
Darren Conway joined us. He's one of us.
Hooray! Parade him around. Put him up on your shoulders.
Wait, Darren Conway.
I'm just like, I need to go. I need to go. I don't want to be here.
I'm supposed to be recording a podcast right now.
I have
now.
To go now. Please, let me down. And they're like, go on, Dar. Bloody legend. I knew you were one of us. I'm like, no, help me. Get me down off him.
Do you have a flag?
I don't know why you keep saying that them protests. You may assume that they are. But it could be any protest, Joe.
It could be any protest, yeah. Could be any protest. Everyone likes a flag. Everyone likes a flag.
Yeah.
Every protest has to have a flag associated with it.
Yeah.
Even the BLM.
Will the hotel have a flag? The hotel protests have a flag. It's just like a flag with a hotel with an X through it.
Oh, the hotel's not holding the protest.
No, they're holding the protest against the hotel.
Against the hotel.
Yeah, so there'll be a hotel with an X going through it. Saying, yes. What do we want? Louder music. And shut up.
Go away. Go away being hotel.
What do we want? Shut up, hotel. When do we want it? Now.
Shut up. Shut up, big stupid. And there's a bouncer outside and you're there and you think the bouncer owns the hotel. Shut the hotel now. Ah.
Things are bad, huh? Things are bad, aren't they? The bloody owner having to fucking be a bouncer as well. Juggling two jobs. It must be hard.
It must be hard. Running a hotel. Being the bouncer. Whew,
watching this protest.
But it's like touching it. So it's literally built on top of Izakaya, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Is it?
Yeah.
Might go up and have a look. Have a ramble.
I can't remember what it was called, but that hotel used to be where they held auditions for films and a big casting agent would have all her casting auditions in there, and I used to go to a few of them in there. But it also just kind of be a creative space. You go in, you could have a coffee in the cafe or the pub area upstairs, and you could type out your scripts or you could work on whatever it was you were doing.
Nice little hub.
It was a nice little hub. It was. It really was a nice little hub. Now I'm not so sure what the layout is like since it's been revamped, or if you'd even be welcome. If you walked in, would there be a concierge there saying, not tonight?
Not tonight, mate. Not in them clothes. Like, what do you mean it's a Monterey tracksuit? Is it me hair? Is it because I have red hair, like?
Look at me laces. That tied 15 times, mate.
Well, I cut the laces off. You're not getting in because your laces are like little bows. Like that. Just have a wandering eye. What do you mean? What's wrong with your eye, mate? It's like that. Don't know. It's
fucking weird.
It's a twitch that I have.
He'd probably let you in then.
Have you had a few? No, I'm off since bleeding before Christmas or before New Year's. Are you mad?
How much would you have to, like, let's say that protest was outside that hotel and all the boys were there. Ryan Carrick. Okay, all the lads.
For the, yeah.
How much would I have to give you to walk past the protest and just go into the hotel for a coffee? And then come out and say, oh, the coffee's lovely.
What are you giving out for, lads? The coffee's lovely.
And then you come out and you say, keep it down. Quiet, will you? There's people trying to sleep in there.
Sorry, are you just forgetting this hotel, lads? You're all out here screaming. It's louder than the actual music that's playing in there that they're giving out about. So fucking...
keep it down.
Have a breather.
Keep it down, will you?
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Oh.
Let me say, you wouldn't have to pay me much.
The price of the coffee.
Fiver.
What you do for Valentine's Day? 2 days later from our live show, 'twas Valentine's Day.
I didn't do much. I made dinner.
Oh la la.
I made dinner. We had steak.
Oh la la. What kind of steak?
Gastro chips.
What's a gastro chips?
It just said gastro chips on the packet.
Oh, okay, frozen chips.
Frozen chips, but they were like nice. Yeah, it's like there was duck fat on them.
Oh.
And when you...
Beef dripping.
Yeah, they were lovely.
Stop.
Some peppered sauce. Some carrots. And I had a starter as well, actually. I should have said that first.
Jesus.
It was like a scallop.
A bit of potato.
A potato, but like fish in it, like, you know, scallop fish. Oh. Thingies. Oh, gorgeous. Oh, bloody gorgeous.
Was it now?
Yeah.
Did you make it? Or was
I made it all. It's frozen.
Okay.
My eye is going again. Every time you put me on the spot, my eye keeps twitching. Sorry about that. Yeah, so we did that. And then Amy said, do you know what? Since we're not doing anything, and we never really do anything for Valentine's Day, her being the best wife in the world brought me to the card shop.
Stop.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day?
Because we weren't doing that and we just treated it like another day.
If it was another day, would you go to the card shop?
No.
So it was a special...
She said it was romantic.
It was a special occasion.
She said it would be romantic.
Was it romantic?
Yeah.
You had to think about it.
Yeah.
Fell in love with the
pocket. My pockets weren't romantic.
Oh.
But
a few things?
I bought a few things, yeah. Well, when you say a few, like three things, but like, kill your man.
Why?
Because it's just like too expensive and then you don't get anything.
Oh, see, okay, you bought packs and then you didn't get anything in the packs. Fuck. Expensive.
And I'm on the Pokemon now.
It sounds like you stopped drinking to spend all your drinking money on Pokemon cards.
Oh, it's some buzz, man.
But I wanted to talk about the live show. I got Kate a gift. And I didn't get anyone else a gift.
Yeah.
So Kate was doing most of the organising for...
the show.
For the show. So I got her a gift. And now Owen was a little bit annoyed and because I was thinking, oh, will we get Ed one? Will we get Owen one? Will I get you one? And then I have to get Siobhan one and then I have to get fucking everyone one. Everyone has to get... Well, did she? Yeah.
Did she?
Now, I was going to give out because Kate didn't... What I had got Kate was 8 buzz balls. And I was thinking we could all have a buzz ball. Did you drink all of them? Did you? No, just one or two?
Saturday night.
Oh, really, yeah. Valentine's night. Not more romantic than a buzz ball, huh?
Buzz balls. Do you know what I hate?
Yeah. No, tell me.
I hate when someone gets someone a present like, and you didn't get them anything. And it's a moment where you're like, shit, should I have got them something as well? Then you're like, I didn't get John, but thanks.
Yeah, thanks anyway, though.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's just a fucking gesture, isn't it? I feel like Kate put in a lot of work than probably she needed to. Do you know what I mean? She was there.
She had to with us, though.
Stuff like that. Yeah. She probably, she had to, and she knew it.
I'd say her and Siobhan Saturday were absolutely slating the two of us on our work ethic.
Lad out on the buzz ball. See them.
And Kate was like, I'll tell you something about them two. They have no drive. They're robbing a living. Why does she sound like Eamon Dunphy on a buzz after a buzz ball? Let me tell you something, Bill, about Ronaldo, aka McGuckin. He's a cod.
He's a cod.
I put in a lot of work, a lot of energy, and I have to say, Bill, I mean, Siobhan, the two of them are cods.
I got you two gifts. I got you a bottle of, not Malbec. What's the wine that the fizzy wine that I Moscato. I got you a bottle of Moscato, and I got you the road, and neither of them did you consume. You consume.
When did you get
your
bottle of Moscato?
Okay, at the far. When
I drank
podcast.
That. I did drink that way.
Did you?
Locked I was. Oh. It's like that.
And another thing.
Let me tell you something about my good guy. By me wanting to sweeten me up. Trying to sweeten me up. I don't know. I'm so sweet. Doesn't even need to do that. Yeah, the road. I don't know what happened to that. I opened the first page and it was a bit grim. So I shut it. Burned it.
Greatest book ever. You just torn your back on it, huh? Jesus, man.
I'll tell you. It is what it is. But the team running through this podcast of them buzzballs is unbelievable at this rate. How they haven't got onto you and said, do you want buzzball socks? Our little PR package. Where
buzzball socks.
Where it has like three buzzballs and a pair of socks, and when you open it, there's a little song, and it's like, "Buzzy buzz buzz ball, say I love you, baby." And you're like, "Quick, Amy, come in the kitchen and have a dance here with this." Wait, and you say, "Little socks and all little buzzball socks."
They don't need the They don't need to send out the PR because we don't shut the fuck up about it. Like we don't need to send them anything.
Drop the package. Just send us the package.
Leave the box. Leave the box there. Just give me boxes of buzz balls.
Oh, look.
Every week.
Oh, look what's under the end, under all the confetti. It's a little key ring, a buzz ball key ring, a little red one. Look, and it's the same shape as the bottle. Like,
I would love to be in the agency's meeting where they're trying to think, okay, so everybody, we're going to send out a PR drop for this new client that we have. It's buzz balls, right? So what are we thinking? Oh, I have an idea. We'll stick in four little buzz balls, different flavours, mix it up, give them an option, and then a pair of socks. Well, hang on for a second. Why do you want to put in socks? Just because they're anti cute. And we put little pictures of buzz balls on them.
Do you think people will wear the socks, though?
No. They'll never, ever wear them. But they'll post it on their Instagram stories. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But it's something that kind of fits the brand of buzzballs more than a pair of socks.
What about a bottle opener?
Ooh, brilliant.
A little buzzball logo on it. And then, well, they're just cans, like. You just open them with your fingers.
With your finger, yeah.
Right.
That was nearly two on brand. Like, a bottle opener would be brilliant. Yeah. Would be brilliant. What about a little dribbler? A little bib. So when you're drinking it, if it spills, you can catch the buzz.
And what you think about when you open the package as a song? Oh, I have two options. One of them is, I like buzz balls. Buzz ball. Buzzy buzz ball. And then the second one is, buzz ball. Buzz ball. But there's like dance music over it.
Buzz ball crazy, buzz ball mad, buzz ball da, 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 da. Something like that, innit?
Get your fucking buzz balls and we'll all have a laugh.
And we'll all get fucking locked.
What about a Stoller X buzz ball PR drop with a QR code to the episodes?
The lads are gas. They talk about it all the time. Yeah.
We can lean into it.
And maybe we can put them in buzz ball suits and you can drive around the buzz ball car.
With a static post. We get a static post as well from the lads. Collaboration on the podcast.
We'll have one hero post and then we'll have a rotation of stories.
A carousel.
A carousel.
Yeah. I feel like people that just don't know what's going on there will just have no clue what we're talking about.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I feel like it's very shoppy.
Is it? I feel like people know. That's nah. If anyone doesn't know, that's the kind of, you know... Does it, when brands work with influencers, they go through an agency, and the ideas are usually pretty.
And you always have to end an email on a thanks a mil.
Yeah, yeah. Or
just, a thanks very much.
Just circling back on.
Oh, hi there. Hope you're well.
Yeah, of course.
Just circling back in on the Stala X Buzzball situation. Would you like to do it? Yeah. Grand. Let's get the ball rolling. No pun intended.
Do you have an agency you're working with?
No.
Great. Yes.
Brilliant. That's grand.
That makes things easier for us. We'll give you 50 euros.
So you have no one that can talk figures? No, I don't. Great. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Great. That's great for us.
What?
Oh, I mean, great for us. Why did he sound like that?
None of them do.
The devil.
None of them sound like that.
I tell you what.
Only on the Stala podcast would you get this.
You had to drop in your phone there, you big idiot.
I know. I seen an interview with Obama. And he was asked, like, about the aliens.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is that new?
That's new, yeah. He was on, like, a podcast last week.
Yeah.
The aliens are real. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah. And he said they're not being held in Area 51. And if they are, then they have a terrible secret that they didn't tell the president.
But he said that the aliens are real. He said they're real. They're real. But I haven't seen them yet. And I'm like, what the fuck? He just said it. He just said aliens are real.
Feels like everyone's just, there's too much information out there and it's just getting lost. And it's such like, it's so in your face like.
Like, how was that? That was massive news. Like, the Daily Mail were reporting it. Like, the mainstream news were reporting that. And still nobody seems to give a fuck, like.
Yeah, the public are just, like, skim. Like, it's just sliding over them.
Barack Obama said that aliens exist and nobody gives a shit.
There was a part of me that thought he was just, like, having the crack, though.
That's an insane thing to have. That's crazy. No way. He's not that stupid. He's
didn't see the way he was kind of like at the end, he was just like laughing a bit and all. Like.
Yeah, I think he knew that he kind of slipped up a little bit and he was like, aliens are real, but. And then he was kind of like backtracking a little bit, but he was like, I've already said it now, so I'm just going to kind of smooth over it with the Area 51 shit to make it sound a little bit more crazy. The fucking hair, man. The hair. I just think it's the most craziest thing. Jesus Christ. The Americans. What are they up to?
Why is it always America that gets aliens?
Brazil, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland, Scotland. They have the biggest sightings of UFOs.
Guess we'll never know.
Fucking will know. We said it. How much more evidence do we need? The fucking ex-president of America.
I need footage.
There's so much footage.
I need one right there. Live.
Standing in front of you.
Just right there, yeah. Just going, beep, bop, bloop, bleep, bleep, blap, bloop, bloop. I go, no way, that's mad. I actually didn't believe that he's real. And then he just goes, bleh, bleh. That's how they say goodbye. And then he just floats away. And I'm like, please, take a gift. And I was just like, what would I give him? Like, fucking, I don't know.
Eight buzz balls.
Perfect. A buzz gift. Ball. Here, take a gift and bring it back to space. And I give him a buzz ball and he's just drinking it while he's going up into the, getting sucked back up into a spaceship. He's like, ooh, bleep bleep, bleep bleep, bleep bleep, bleep
bleep. You've seen a video of that now. You've seen a video of that. That's where we're at right now because you said before this podcast started, you said we are all fucked because of Seedance, the new AI video software.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did see footage of an alien, you'd think it's Seedance.
Yeah, nothing is
real. The Chinese, man.
Nothing is real anymore. Nothing is real. Like everything on the internet is not real anymore. Like,
oh, it's crazy, man. Love it. What a time to be alive.
I don't know. That's a bit scary, that one.
The AI video is scary, but the president of America is saying.
Yeah. I think he was messing. But like the AI videos is like you can just like make a fucking whole film like eventually.
Already. There's already AI film festivals.
Why?
Because it's insane. Like it's. It could be potential. Look, I don't know.
You just have to adapt.
It's not going anywhere. So it's just fucking accept it. Use it.
For what? Make a little film with Tom Cruise and punching Blade and Brad Pitt.
Everything that you want. Like, you were in a comedy sketch with Robert Shane. That was crazy. But now, anyone could be in a comedy sketch with Robert Shane. Just use
with a
like,
Transformer.
Yeah.
I want to be in a comedy sketch with Optimus Prime.
Brilliant.
Like, do you ever feel real sick?
Brilliant.
Like, Autobots, did you ever feel real sick? I'm like, oh, I always feel like that. And then he's like picking me up and bringing me up to my bedroom and all.
Yeah, that's funny. Do it. Use it. Like,
no.
That's so good. I would like that. I would hit the like button on that.
I'm like, I don't want to go to bed, Optimus Prime. I want to have a fight. And then we just start battering each other in town.
In the strand pitch.
But there's little moments where, like, me foot just, like, crumbles or something. That you can only see. No, little things you notice where your foot's in the ground or something. Or, like, it just, you turn a certain way that doesn't look real.
Because of AI, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you
but that Seedance thing is, like, I was, the same one of Bryan Cranston as Walter White, and he's just, like, gone, like, shouting into the camera and pointing. And it's actually scary. That it's real, like it's basically real.
Did you see the video games? Like you can create a video game in a second. Like the fish escaping the restaurant, and he's just like, you can control him, and he's just like flopping.
Jesus.
His way out of the kitchen. It's amazing, man.
It's amazing. Like CGI in films gonna be a thing of the past, like.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Where they have to have all this tech and all this time people need to put in to create these films, like. That needs CGI, like animation and like Transformers or whatever.
They are at
they're screwed, they're like
fucked, like they're
fucked. Absolutely screwed.
We're all fucked. We're all fucked. Like we are pretty much all fucked.
Would actors be as well? Is it just are you just going to be replaced at AI? Like
yeah,
or is that just a stretch?
Well, I think there'll be AI actors. I think there'll be films and then
like AI's. Do you know when they de-age someone or an actor has passed away and they like. Bring them back into something like Star Wars or whatever and it looks shy.
Yeah.
It won't look shy anymore because they're just going to use that.
This would be so much better than the CGI that they were using, yeah.
Do you think it, for that little thing, it's okay to use it for that sense? Like, because you're just getting a little snippet of something that's just a little bit better than a person doing it. Like,
I mean, the only reason why it's not okay is because it's putting somebody out of work.
Mm.
And that's destroying the industry.
Yeah.
But from an aesthetics point of view, from a consumer looking at it, I think what's that film with Robert De Niro and
The Irishman?
The Irishman. When he was young, he was playing the young person,
and it just looked off. Like,
well, his body was still old.
It even looks very dated now. Like,
yeah. So yeah, very dated.
Worse than it did then.
Yeah, awful. Like you could do that now, and it would look flawless with AI. So from a consumer, I would enjoy that film better than The Irishman in its current iteration.
Then
E.T. I mean, if you think about it, E.T. was all animatronics, physical animatronics. And then for the 20th anniversary, they CGI'd it. So is that kind of fucked up as well? Is that putting animatronic people out of industry?
Mm.
Are they taking them away? Like when CGI came in, that fucked up animatronics. Like
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park was the first Jurassic Park animatronic.
Yep.
No.
The first Jurassic Park, there was some, yeah, there was some lots of animatronics.
Yeah.
There. The shark in Jaws.
Yeah.
You don't see real fake sharks in shark movies. So that's an industry that's gone.
It is, Siobhan. Yeah, so like the animatronics was replaced by digital, like fucking people.
Yeah, by CGI. Now, a human person was operating the CGI.
And the computer.
And the computer. We assisted the computer.
But now it's like the computer is just doing the work.
Yeah.
But someone needs to prompt it.
Somebody needs to prompt it. Exactly, you're dead boy.
It's literally just like a few clicks away. It's not like a 9 to 5. It's not a couple of hours work.
Yeah, but you're right. Someone needs to prompt it. Robert De Niro, 45.
Make him look good. Make him look fucking young as fuck. Make one arm bigger than the other for the crack.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, but he's like real young.
Like 5. Why is there a 5-year-old Obi-Wan fighting? Take that out. I want them to be like 25. I slipped there. I forgot the 2.
E.T., but he's able to move real quick.
do backflips and shit.
Make his neck longer.
Ew.
And make all of his fingers light up. Just because I was fucking mad. Let me do that. I want to see what it looks like.
E.T., but he's extra slimy. There's like loads of slime coming out of him.
Make Elliot's hoodie blue instead of red. And yeah, we'll see what that looks like. I just want to have a look. And I just eat Chase Puff some crisps all over your stomach. And you're in your man's box room.
E.T., but the dog eats him real early in the film.
Jaws, but it's a cat.
I'd watch that. Man. Sometimes the AI videos are the fucking best thing on scrolling on the internet.
Mm.
I went to Kelly Harrington was having like boxing, you know, the rampage. Kelly Harrington was doing boxing.
I don't know why I thought you were gonna say Kelly. I went to see Kelly Harrington boxing in our sitting room.
I went to see Kelly Harrington boxing me son, which is partly true. She was doing like a class in the Strand Pitch to kind of protect the Strand Pitch. Do you want to build a block of apartments in the Strand Pitch? Of
course they do.
I know. Get Ryan Carrick down to have a protest outside. He wanted to. Yeah, they want to build a block of apartments there, and nobody wants that because it's the pitch that we all use to play football, especially growing up. And I imagine the kids still use it. So there's a lot of people trying to protect it, but Kelly Harrington was having kind of like a little boxing get together, and I brought Ollie and Beckett down. It was for the kids, you know what I mean, to do a bit of training and whatnot.
With the pads,
they had the pads out. They had the boxing gloves, and there was a few other people from around. Kiefer Crosby was there.
Okay.
And a few other fighters and doing a bit of training, and a few politicians getting their faces in there as well. Get that bleeding. Get that.
Well done on the boxing. Why are you laughing? Come on, stick the pads up there and we have a little spar.
Oh.
Come on, will you? Ah, that punch you had, you look a damn wasp.
He's only 7.
Don't would you say a few politicians?
Yeah, but we were all there. We were all just trying to get our faces in. But it was nice to...
I thought there was going to be canapes. Little volivants. Now the mushroom ones. I thought you would have had all of them. There's your phones at the fall in there, Kelly. What were you saying?
Just going to that. Where's the volivants? Open the light, though, will you?
Open it. We go into Lame, go to the Summer Hill into the Bridge Tavern, and we have a point or two. And then we go up to Kelly, the sparring thing. What's the name of the place like this? Save what?
Strand Pitch.
Save Strand Pitch.
Ooh.
Doesn't get old, does it?
It doesn't get old.
What do you think of me play? The play?
I want to go see it. I want to go see the monk in The Ambassador. Rex Ryan's play. You want to see that?
The why?
Yeah.
I'm in it.
I fucking want to see it. I'm in the bleeding thing.
What you mean do I want to see it?
He's not in it.
I am. It's about me. Oh, stop. Enough of that now.
It's a cracker though.
I'll end up just doing it for the whole episode.
Not a bad idea.
Save
the Strand Pitch, yeah. And then we went down and Ollie was just doing a little bit of sparring, a little bit of boxing.
Wish it was from town. Yeah.
You can still go in.
It wouldn't be accepted.
You're not the... There was a few...
Get out of here, you, Conway.
A few people from Finglas. The WEFTA Boxing Club was there.
Ah, brilliant.
I think they're looking for a space out in Finglas now. I think they've been moved from the WEFTA and they're looking...
Have they?
...for a new boxing space. So you can get involved, man. Get involved in the community.
In town?
No, the WEFTA's in Finglas.
I want to go to town.
I don't want to be from Finglas.
I want to say the Strand Pitch.
I'm not even from town anymore. I'm from bleeding Coolock. I'm a blow-in.
From town, though. You're from town.
It's true. I am.
I like town. All the cool people are from town.
Like him. Terrence.
Full stop.
Everyone in town. That's it. You can tell someone's from town because they tied their laces 15 times like you.
I must have been a townie in my past life.
You are. Isn't that where your nanny's from?
Yeah.
No one's actually from Finglas. Isn't that mad? How about that?
No one's from Finglas.
Everyone's
just lived there.
Moved out there.
But people are from town.
People are from town.
Yeah.
forever.
We'll leave it there, so will we? It's loads.
Do you need to go for a piss? So do I. We go.
Yeah, that's why we're wrapping up, because you need to do a toilet.
That's why.
I can't do that for you.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
See ya.